The charges come from a small but vocal political action committee called Kobach is Wrong for Kansas. And the group uses strong words, calling Kobach a zealot. They say he associates with and benefits from groups or people that include white supremacists and Holocaust deniers.
Yeah, the PAC doesn't call him a racist, but it says he won't disavow backers with those views. Here's Zachary Muller, the group's researcher, just before the primary.
He's unrelenting in his willingness to accept support from these people who share harmful ideas.
Okay, Celia, let's look at the claims.
They run the gamut. We'll do a few examples that were independently reported by local and national news outlets over the years. According to the New York Times, a bunch of studies show immigrants in the U.S. are less likely to commit crime than other people, and there's no indication that illegal immigrants are any different. But last year, Kobach wrote a column for Breitbart arguing they commit more crimes. For part of that, he leaned on writing by Peter Gemma. The Anti-Defamation League calls Gemma a racist. In 2005, the Washington Post reported he was working with a group that the Southern Poverty Law Center considers white supremacists, and that he held a speaking event for David Irving.
David Irving, he's the British Holocaust denier who once said more women had died in Ted Kennedy's car than in the gas chambers at Auschwitz, right?
That's him. Another example the PAC is using, for years Kobach did legal work sponsored by John Tanton's organization, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. The New York Times has documented this work, and the Kansas City Star and ProPublica more recently.
Okay, what kind of legal work, and who was John Tanton?
Anti-illegal immigration stuff, like trying to get Kansas colleges to charge students out-of-state tuition if the students aren't in the country legally. Tanton, according to the New York Times, was all about convincing white people they needed to stop the U.S. from changing demographically. He republished a racist French novel about hordes of refugees and, quote, the end of the white world.
So let me make sure I understand this. Kobach was actually paid by Tanton's organization?
Yeah, at least more than $100,000, and thousands more from a PAC run by Tanton's wife.
So no small amount there. What does Kobach have to say about all this?
So I asked him in a recent interview. He says his critics are really stretching things to build a case, that it's more like a 6 degrees of separation argument.
It's like the Kevin Bacon game. You know, suddenly I am a racist. It's just a stupid argument.
And he says the allegations are really the left's way of coming at him for his work on illegal immigration, and that they're doing it in a very personal and very ugly way.
That's very hurtful to me because I don't have a racist bone in my body. I believe we are all God's children. We're all created equal. And I just, you know, it's hurtful to be lied about.
This isn't the first time, Celia, that Kobach has had to deal with these allegations, is it? Didn't they come up in an earlier campaign?
Exactly. In 2004, Kobach ran for Congress against Democrat Dennis Moore, the incumbent in that race. That was for the seat representing Wyandotte and Johnson counties.
Why are Kansans turning from Chris Kobach? Look who's supporting him. People and groups tied to white supremacists gave Kobach thousands. One even hired Kobach.
Kobach and Moore tore into each other over that ad during a debate. Kobach used the same 6 degrees argument, saying Moore was really reaching.
This is not the kind of campaign that people want. This is the politics of personal destruction.
This isn't about personality. It's about judgment. It's about people we choose to take money from and associate with.
So if I remember right, Kobach lost by nearly 12 percentage points in Celia. That's a lot for a Republican in Kansas.
Yeah, Moore's media consultant, Martin Hamburger, created that 2004 ad. He thinks the issue played a big role.
I sort of felt like we put a stake in his heart, honestly, not to be callous about it, but it surprised me when he kind of kept coming back.
So Hamburger says this could be a problem for Kobach, but he also thinks fringe groups and opinions are becoming more normalized in recent years. So he's not convinced it will put off voters today as much as it did then.
An important story about someone who could be the next governor of Kansas. Thanks for digging into it, Celia.
Thank you.